Hey, what is up, guys? It's your boy Johnny Buck, and new year, new podcast, right? A little different intro than normal, and we'll explain why today. I haven't uploaded the podcast in about 8 months. I've got a couple of recorded drafts. I actually aired one, found out how fucked up it was, and took it back down. And it's kind of tough for me to just put out a glaringly bad product. One second. I'm drinking on the thing. I went on a hike today. It's January 1st, 2023. So happy New Year's to you guys. But so I haven't recorded a podcast in, like I said, over a fucking year because, or almost a year, because I just, well, I haven't pulled it out because I don't want to put some stuff out. And what I want to do is catch you guys up what's happened the past 8 or 9 months. So I finally moved into my new gym. May, June, July, August, September, October, November. We're about 5-6 months late. Cost me an additional, $10,000-$20,000 I didn't plan. So some financial stuff there was a pain in the ass getting caught up on that, getting that squared away. I got diagnosed with autoimmune disease, lupus. And I lost 30 pounds in a month, and it was not by choice. I actually hit 199 for the first time since fighting MMA. And, one of the things I joke about, but I'm serious too. What I joke about is your abs don't count under 200 pounds, right? It's kind of like big tits on a fat chick. They don't count, you know? So, sorry guys. excuse me, goddamn. I did everything I could to fight back up. My mom got married in Vegas, recently. So congrats. Well, not recently. It's been a while now. So congrats, mom. That's when I hit 199. I didn't eat shit for, I don't know how long. Let's see what else, anything else crazy. I moved to my new gym. I nearly doubled the staff size of my gym. So the team's almost twice as big. The gym is almost three times as big. I don't know if I mentioned, I've been coaching for Combat Business Success, the company. It took me from 30 members to, I think we're at 370-ish. I've been coaching them for just shy of a year now. So I was in February, I think it was the first coaching call. Actually, February 1st, I'm pretty sure. I remember random shit, right? I just took my first paying client for doing business coaching. So super excited about it. A good friend of mine. I'll talk about that in more detail later. I've done a fuckload more. My relationship's improved. My wife, I'm a significantly better person. I hired another coach for me personally to do a personal development coach, who's a big part of the driving force of this. And it's funny that the universe works in strange ways. All my coaches are like, hey, man, there's some of the same shit, and some I say a lot, and I'll talk about why I'm doing this a little bit more. So, but, I'm getting back on the podcast train. I'm definitely going to knock it out. I have not set concrete, measurable goals for this year. I've got some ideas of things I want to accomplish. And this is a big one for me. If you guys don't know me well, I sat and I thought about what were my most memorable fucking moments of the year. Like, what made me happier than anything? What made me what gave me the most joy? What gave me, the most joy? And it comes down to really simple. Obviously, my wife's up there, but she doesn't listen to my shit, so I can say what I want about her. So don't you fuckers tell her. But the thing is, the things that brought me the most joy was taking the entire team out, right? Taking my entire gym member, gym staff out to a dinner here in Asheville, Estrada. The best Italian restaurant in Asheville. So if they guys listening, check it out. I love you guys. You're great. So we went out, we had an awesome time. And, the next day that Monday we had a meeting. They were super excited. I was listening to the things they said. And I was like, you know what? That's fucking fine. That's finally the response I wanted. It's finally what I'm looking to do. That's finally, whatever it is working, right? I got to where I wanted to be. So, that was my most memorable moment is Isaac specifically. He said, and he didn't mean it in a bad way. He said, I was sort of, and I know what he meant. So don't worry, because I was sort of jealous, there's 13 of us out there, I believe, and a baby, Izzy. And she goes, and he goes, you know, I was jealous, not in a bad way. Like, I wish I could. He goes, but I want to have what you have one day, you know? And that was it. I want to show, I'm showing them how to become better people. I'm showing them how to become better men and women and stuff like that. I joke, I'm raising fucking 13 people right now. You know, luckily the older staff, a lot of my staff is older, a lot more life experience and stuff. So I have to raise them too. But, you know, these are things that these guys have access to. And I want to, one of the things that I really fucking enjoyed was that experience, was being able to, share that with them. Right. And I can only hire so many people, I can fire a bunch of people, but I can only hire so many people. So what I'm doing is I'm going to expand that. And that's what this podcast comes in. I'm going to, long fucking segue, guys, deal with it. I'm fucking fried right now. My brain is exhausted, but this is what I want to do. I'm going to give this lessons, things that have helped me succeed. I watched something from 2020 today on Facebook. Facebook memories, man. I really like them. Everything else about Facebook fucking sucks. Especially my reach, because I make Hunter Biden jokes. They're called facts, people. They're called fucking facts. Anyways, so I shared it, and I was doing the exact same thing last, you know, then that I am now. It's at a higher level, at a higher scale. And you know, I laugh. 99% of what I said was the same, but a lot's different. Where I am is different. The things I'm doing is different. I'm spending more money every year on coaching, probably close to 100 grand this year. And I had a really fucking hard time this past week. It was one of the most emotional fucking roller coaster weeks I've had since my dad passed. Since a few other things that, you know, I just don't talk about publicly, very often. And, I've talked about it before, you know, sitting there with a bottle of bourbon and my old Glock. It wasn't quite that bad. I mean, I'm in a lot better place now mentally. Thank fucking God. Big thanks to all everybody around me and the development and the process I made. But yeah, it was fucking rough, man. I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed this week. I was going through my taxes and stuff. And then, you know, the imposter syndrome came in. And a lot of these different fucking feelings just were really overwhelming. And I'm sitting there, I'm listening, and I'm like, dude, I don't know what a 1098 is. I still don't know what the fuck it is, by the way. Something for taxes. I know what a K-1 is. That's about it. Because I remember asking what that was last year. You know, I don't know a lot of these fucking things. And I'm like, dude, how the fuck? And you're going to hear a lot about my team today. And a lot in the future as well. So I was like, I don't know how I've got here. You know, and Deuce, one of my guys with me, he's, you know, the most animated fucking dude on my team. It's a little cartoon. Love having him there. The energy is just so much better with him. But he goes, you just set a goal and you never fucking stopped, which has gotten me a lot of places. And then I was talking to the new coaching group I'm in. And I'm like, dude, I don't know. I just end up in places I don't feel like I should be there. I don't feel like I should be in some of these rooms. It started combat business. My first fucking trip with them, my first mastermind trip was on a 9-day trip. I went and competed. At Brian Brown's in 10th Planet in Jacksonville, in a tournament I probably shouldn't have been in. I won a match, and then I got beat up. You know, it was a world class. There's just world class motherfuckers in there. So I did that, and then I went on this. And I flew from Asheville to Jacksonville, from Jacksonville to Biloxi, and Biloxi back to Asheville. And it's a 9-day trip. It worked out better that way. It just made more sense. For 9 days, I packed 2 pairs of underwear. Like, that was my first day. Like, that was my first mastermind trip. Alan Belcher. So you have a hot seat, you go in the middle. The coaches ask you questions. It's like fucking interrogation. I know that the Russians couldn't break me after that shit. They ask you questions and they take notes and then they give you feedback. Alan Belcher literally just had no underwear on his paper, circled a couple times. Like, that he goes, I work for them now, by the way. Just fucking think about that, right? That's the progress I've made in you know, a couple of years, 5 years or so. So a lot of things have changed. And, you know, as you guys know, if you guys are watching this early on, you know, this was the I Hate Johnny Buck show. There's a lot of self-hate in there, a lot of things I didn't like about myself. I didn't really even know it, you know. It's kind of that boiling water principle. Like, you don't know, you know, you throw somebody in boiling water, they'll jump out, you do it slowly, they'll stay in there or some shit, which is not true, but it's a cliche and it works, right? And it's just like a bad relationship, right? You know, you don't notice how bad it is because it went slow over time. I got out of that last, lots of years ago. Again, thanks for my wife not listening to my shit. You know, nothing my ex did. It was just we changed. You know, honestly, it's mostly me. So I'm changing the format of this podcast. That should get you guys updated. We're going to go over a lot. We're going to go over a lot of lessons I learned. I've got fucking notes and notes and notes on shit I want to talk about this year. So I'm going to change the format a little bit or a lot. So the I Hate Johnny Buck show is now the Day Zero podcast. And the reason it's the Day Zero podcast is, well, it's fairly simple. I'm not a computer nerd. All right. You guys know that, I think, hopefully, because as much as I fuck up technology. But I actually found Day Zero by accident. I was researching something for my buddy Jeff Lee, my strength and conditioning coach, who I've worked with since 2016, I think, maybe. I don't know. No, 2006, college. I was in college. The idea is it's a program that you can do from now until the rest of your life. So, yeah, it's Day Zero. Every day is Day Zero because you continue, yada, yada, yada. I don't like day one. I just don't. Day zero is better. Anyways, so I started looking that up, and I wanted to make sure we weren't committing copyright infringement because I've done that. And I've had to deal with a big corporation before. They had over $1 million set aside to keep their trademark away from me. Fuck them, by the way. Anyways, it's not even the same thing. I'm better. But I found it by accident, and I started reading about it. And basically, the definition is the day an event occurs or vulnerability is discovered, right? So it's like, if you guys are old like me, the year 2000, like that was supposed to be a big, big ordeal. Day zero for that was almost a decade before it made it to the media. So don't worry, they knew, right? But typical news shit, right? So it's the day you figure that out, right? And funny story, a friend of mine, an older guy, he actually locked himself underground for 3 days. Bet he felt stupid. But he's got a cool pool now. Anyways, so I wonder if he's Airbnb-ing that. That's what I would do. Anyways, so I got in there, started researching it, and it's basically like, hey, this is when you find a weakness in your game. This is where you find something you can fix, right? Which I think is fucking awesome. So the more I went through that, I'm like, more, yeah, I like this. This could be anything, right? You know, it's not just computer nerd shit because there's people out there who get laid. Okay. Cool. So what does this apply to? Fucking anything, man. And I'm going to talk about things that relate to the general public, you know, John's business owners. Is like things that you like your relationship with your partner, right? Your business, your finances, which I had a fucking big hole in that. Your health, anything like things that like I don't know shit about taxes. If you guys could see my office, it's a fucking there's a microphone. Forgot I had that. You'll have better audio next time, guys. I hope so. You know, you're gonna find these things out. You know, like your relationship. You know, you find out there's a hole in your relationship before you find out your wife's fucking the pool boy. You find out that one of your employees is not happy before they quit and go to a competitor, or that your investments are accidentally going to cash instead of the stock market, which right now may be a good thing. You're gonna realize that your body's not recovering fast enough, and your diet's triggering some kind of autoimmune issue. That happened to me. I was doing 75 hard, air quotes on that. The reason I'm saying 75 hard air quotes is my workout was either walking or yoga. And all of a sudden my ankles were the size of like fifth trimester pregnant chicks. I get it. Try three, whatever, go with it. My ankles were swollen. I wasn't recovering. So, you know, that was when I realized there was an issue in my armor. And what was that? It was with my nutrition. Like I said, I have lupus. I have autoimmune disease. I have to stay on top of that. But it's important we know that, because of that, I was on the, what I didn't know, I didn't recognize, I didn't see it. I was on the couch for 4 days. I didn't eat anything for 4 days. That's not true. I ate 4 ounces of pineapple and 2 figs in 4 days, right? Or dates. Yeah, dates. I didn't know. That's a serious issue. I can't be doing stupid shit, eating whatever the fuck I want, and I can't afford to be put on in a fucking bed again for 4 days. I just can't do it. So those, it's good that I found that. So day zero is basically the day you find out you have a chink in your arm, or it's a moment, this, you know, the realization, because we all have weaknesses, right? So I don't understand the computer nerd side. I buy apples, the computers and the fruit. But I buy Apple. I had Apple for like almost 8 years, six, seven, 8 years. I don't know. 8 years. Never had a problem. It slowed down. So that's why I do this. So what's the podcast going to be about, or what's some more detail? It's going to be about me. It's going to be, I'm hoping it's that you learn from my mistakes, right? And I can educate you along the way. It's going to be the different points in my life, different things I did, and how I went from the I Hate Johnny Buck show to the Day Zero podcast, which I think I'm a significantly better version of myself. I was listening to the 2019 video talking about myself and the things I've done before, and you know, the 2020 video, excuse me, talk about 2019, the things I've done. And I'm like, it doesn't sound any different. I'm in a way cooler vehicle. I'm in a 2022 Bronco as opposed to a 2012 Tacoma. I have a better beard. I think I'm in better shape. Way better relationship with my wife. Way better relationship with things. So, like, yeah, but the thing is, I'm doing the same things. I'm just moving forward. I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to point out a lot of things that I learned along the way, things I want you guys to see, and things I learn as I go. Like, listen, man, I'm learning every fucking day. I'm learning a lot of things, mostly what not to do. Or my day zeros are coming in more and more frequently. Because I'm moving faster. So, you know, and the truth is this, you see the glitz and glamour of entrepreneur life on Instagram, cars, watches, all kinds of shit. But what you don't see is people panicking when their cash flow gets fucked up, like mine has recently. You don't see, you know, people, like the mistakes they're getting made and how you go from getting through these mistakes. You're going to make fucking mistakes. I owned a gym during COVID. We grew. Right? We went like this. We're like, best month ever, best month ever, best month ever, best month ever, best month ever. Holy shit. We made more money last year than this year, but we only did that for 2 months. Right? So nobody shows the fucking panic. Nobody shows, like, you know what? I don't have a bunch of money in my account right now, but I'm still going to go buy a fucking decent bottle of liquor because I can't drink poor people's shit. Because I don't want gut rot tomorrow. I just want to be hungover, not hungover and sick. You know, so they don't show that, like you feel like you're in a fucking vortex and panicking. So I'm going to show you guys that stuff. But I'm going to show you how to deal with it, all right? Nobody shows the dark side of these lives. But I think it's important that you guys see the process. You know, I'm going to talk about how I deal with it, shit I've done to make it better, things that help with it. And listen, you guys can hit me up, man. Like, just hit me up. The email right now. It's still ihatejohnnybuck@gmail.com. Just makes it easier. I haven't done everything I need to. Been scrambling, which I'll talk about. But, you know, I'm going to talk about all kinds of different things on this podcast. Personal development, business, money, health, nutrition, mindset. You know, every once in a while, I'm going to do some fucking politics stuff. But not like, fuck Joe Biden, he's a retard. Facts. But it's going to be about, like, where things go, like what can we do about a society, you know, and how can we, like, how can you and I, people listening, do better, right? How can we do things better to help other people be better, right? You look around, man, society's a lot different. I'm actually, it's one of my next few, I've got a couple podcasts set up to be recorded, but a lot of the times, like, a lot of the things that you guys don't see is how fucked up society is and how it's changing, you know. And it's super cliche, but it's fucking true. A lot of cliches are true. Some cliches piss me off, and I'll address those too. But it's like, hard times make hard men make good times make soft men. I talked about that today with a couple of my buddies on the hike. And yeah, it's true. But, you know, I think there's a lot of hard motherfuckers out there still. There's a lot of good men out there still. A lot of people out there who are willing to do the fucking work that others aren't willing to do. And we can show those people. All right. My goal with the Day Zero podcast is to help every one of you become a better version of yourself. That's it. I'm going to pull back the curtains so you can see that, you know, really, you're not that far off. You're probably, I look up to certain people. I have coaches and people I follow that I respect and I admire. They're no fucking different than I am. They've got more reps. They've been doing things. I look up to people who are younger than me, which fucking irritates me. But I'm better looking than they are, so it doesn't matter. But I'm looking up to people who are younger than me who have done more, right? And the thing is, like, you're not that far off. All it takes is a little bit, right? And it's not luck, right? It's being in the right place at the right time. You know, I look, to me personally, I look at entrepreneurship as the great final, it's the last rebellion, right? It's the last middle finger to society. It's the last middle finger to Joneses, the American nightmare. But when I started my business, I felt like I was the only fucking person on earth who felt that way, right? I felt alone. I felt like I was on an island in the middle of fucking ocean and I'm surrounded by fucking sharks with lasers on their freaking heads. But I wasn't, right? You know, and to my entrepreneur friends out there, you're not alone. There are people just like you, right? I wrote something a while back, and it's on, I think it's one of the best things I've ever written. It's called "It's Lonely at the Top is Bullshit." And I think it's on one of these podcasts somewhere on the I Hate Johnny Buck show, which I'm going to leave up there, by the way. I wanted you guys to see the journey. But, you know, I'm specifically talking to entrepreneurs, but I want everybody else to know that you're not alone. Like, you, the things you're going through, the thoughts you have, the feelings you have, you are not alone, right? There are other people just like you out there who feel the exact same way you do. You know how I know it? Because there's not a fucking single thing on the internet that doesn't have a porn version of it. I mean, somebody else fucking thought that. I think it's rule 34, right? So yeah, it's really fucking interesting. So back to it's lonely on the top. It's bullshit. In summary, it's not lonely at the top. There you go. Good. Too long, didn't read. But it's lonely on the climb, right? And this relates to everyone. I want you guys to understand this. This is what you're going to go through, this phase. And when that happens, email me. All right? I'll talk to you much as I can. Right? It's lonely on the climb. And this is where I want you guys to really, really fucking think about this. I want you to understand it's lonely on the climb because you're leaving your friends and family behind. And it's not because you're leaving them, like you're abandoning them. It's because they can't let the old you go away, right? They still want, like, hey, man, let's go grab a beer. But I fucking almost never drink. I drink at my house. I get mini bottles from Flavair. I drink those. One, sometimes I get crazy and drink two in a night. But that's what I do. You know, I don't go out drinking. I don't fucking party. I don't go out to fucking shows. I'm not me. You know, Dutch, I'm not who I used to be. And that's where family and friends have a hard time going. They remember you from when you were in school, right? I'm only good friends with a few of my friends from high school, right? So you're going to continue moving forward, right? And that's going to be hard. That's going to be one thing you're going to have a hard time with, all right? So I hope you guys get a lot out of this. You know, I'm going to put a lot into it. I'm going to try and make it look good and sound good the best I can. But my number one concern right now is delivering a fucking an awesome message. And I hope I did that on this first podcast. So if you're interested in becoming a better fucking human, you know, whether improving your business, starting your own business, just improving your life, right? This is going to be a great podcast for you guys. I've made every fucking mistake there is. Relationships, business, financial, personal. I've literally fucked everything up. And yet somehow, despite all those mistakes, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing better than a lot of fucking people, but I'm not where I'm at. Right? I'm grateful for where I am. And it's something I stole from one of the coaches, Ed Milet. I'm grateful for where I am, but I'm not done yet. Right? I'm blissfully dissatisfied. You know, I'm very happy to be where I am. And I'm not done yet though. So, compared to who I was before, it's not even the same person. And you know, that's it. The podcast is going to be about basically how my goal is this: to make the world a better place. You know, the end of this 20, 30 minute podcast, whatever it is, when you get to the end of the show, I want it to be a better place. I want you to be, goddamn, that's fucking awesome. I want you to feel obligated to contact me on Instagram, Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y, Buck, B-U-C-K, the number 2. I want you to email me, ask me questions. I want you to thank me, because I want to help you guys. Or you can tell me fucking suck that I'm wrong. I don't give a shit. It's working for me. If you have some value, then I'll probably do it your way. You know, I don't have a tenth of the answers I need, but I've got a lot of them, you know? So I love you guys for being here. Thank you. You know, you're going to hear some shit from me that you're like, God damn, that dude's an idiot. How the fuck did he make it as far as he is? Oh man, that's kind of fucking smart too. You're going to have that. All right. So we'll talk about a lot over the next forever. That's the goal. So thank you guys for being here. If you need me, please hit me up. IHateJohnnyBuck@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Instagram, probably the easiest, honestly. Email and Instagram are the easiest. But man, I love it. I love you guys. I thank you for being here. If you got any value out of it, please do me a favor and share this. You know, 5-star, subscribe, whatever the fuck you do on podcasts. I don't know. I don't understand any of that shit. So thank you guys, man. I'm here to grow. I want you guys to grow with me. I want to see you guys succeed. And I love you. And this is the Day Zero Podcast. All right, later.